That's nuts.
Good evening. We'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Gary Beal, Church of Jubilee. Pastor.
Thank you, Mayor. Let's bow our heads. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, today for your presence upon our city. God, as we reflect back at 250 years of our nation, we reflect back the city of Owosso today, many men and women walked the streets, the same streets that we walk today, lived and died in this community. And God, today they have carried the torch to the city council. Now the city council is in their shoes. And I pray, God, today that you would touch each and every member of the council. God, give them wisdom. Give them knowledge of your word. And Father, I pray for the protection of our citizens here in the city of Owosso, that you would meet their needs if they have a roof over their head or do not, if they're in the hospital tonight or not, that you would meet their children. We pray, God, for the safety and protection of our children in our school districts. I pray, God, today that you would move and minister upon our city, that our city, if you should tarry, will grow to the next generation, and God will be prosperous in those generations to come as well. Now, Father, I thank you for what you've done and are going to do in this city. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by Peyton Applegate. Peyton.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Ludington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us now to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion.
Support.
I have a motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of June the 1st, 2026.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. This now brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have one, the promotion ceremony, police department employee. A ceremony recognizing the promotion of Timothy Applegate of Owosso Police Department Sergeant. Would you like to come up to the podium, officer?
Wouldn't that be sergeant, officer?
Not yet.
So,
thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
And thanks for doing the pledge. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tim Applegate is a 2008 graduate of the Flint Regional Police Academy and has worked for the Owosso Police Department for 13 years. And I would like to thank you again for those 13 years. We appreciate your service.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Pinning the sergeant's badge on Tim tonight is his son, Peyton. So I'll swear you in officially.
Yes, sir.
If you'd raise your right hand. I, Tim Applegate.
I, Tim Applegate.
Do swear.
Do swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
And abide.
And abide.
By the Constitution.
By the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Michigan.
Of the State of Michigan.
I will faithfully enforce and obey.
I will faithfully enforce and obey.
All federal and state laws.
All federal and state laws.
I will enforce and obey.
I will enforce and obey.
The ordinances of the city of Owosso.
The ordinances of the city of Owosso.
And I will perform.
And will perform.
The duties.
The duties.
Of police sergeant.
Of police sergeant.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
I will obey all rules.
I will obey all rules.
Regulations.
Regulations.
Policies.
Policies.
And procedures.
And procedures.
Of the department.
Of the department.
And I will carry.
And I will carry.
Out all orders.
All orders.
Which may be lawfully given to me.
Which may be lawful, lawfully given to me.
By my superior officers.
By my superior officers.
Congratulations, Sergeant.
Thanks, sir.
Congratulations, Tim.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So, you have the honor.
I'm not nervous at all.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Congrats, sir. Nice to see you.
This brings us now to public hearings, in which we have none tonight. This now brings us to citizen comments, which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded one opportunity of up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and one opportunity up to 3 minutes during the last occasion. When recognized, please come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone at this time would like to address the City Council? Yes, sir.
Right up to the podium, Mayor?
Yes, you come up to the podium and state your name and address, if you would, please.
My name is Mr. Daniel Vargas, 7009 Cook Road. Here approximately 2 weeks ago, I got incarcerated because I was renting a house off a lady on the Young Street. I get arrested for 2 weeks from all the junk in her backyard. I had to pay $375 to get out of jail. And when I had to pay $375, I pleaded not guilty. But Mr. McCone would not accept that because I had to plead guilty to get out. If not, I was going to be going into trial 2 months later. Should I have to pay this $375 that is not my junk? That I should have cleaned up. I shouldn't have cleaned it up. It's not my ownership of the house. Why should I get incarcerated? Because she would not answer the door, and they come in and arrest me for the junk in the backyard. I don't understand that. When I was incarcerated, I go back. The door's been kicked in. The door's been busted. And my belongings are all gone. There's no electricity in the dwelling. No insurance. Now the water's up to be shut off. I paid for the water bill 3 months ago, and I don't feel I should have to pay that $375 to get out of jail for her neglect of the house.
I would say that Chief's not here, but I would say that if you stick around, I would say the chief would get together with you after the meeting.
I'd be glad to.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Mike Klein, 204 Stratford Drive. Usually when I have to take this podium, it's usually about a lot of negative stuff. And today it is. Because I drive around the city all the time. I'm looking left, I'm looking right, I'm looking up, I'm looking down. And I see, for living in Owosso for 63 years, how things are falling apart around Owosso. And not to be disrespectful, and I'm going to respect the sitting city council person that's sitting behind the desk right now, that when you're on city council, you're held to a higher expectation. And we have a sitting city council member that has code violations on their property. And I do know it is a code violation to have motorized vehicles between the front of your house and the sidewalk. And that particular house on Mason Street has two motorcycles that have been sitting there for several months between the front of the house and the sidewalk. Also, that residence has an unregistered vehicle that you can clearly see the back end of the vehicle with no license plates on it. So my question would be, and I'm sure you're probably not going to answer it, but how does a sitting city council person have code violations on their property? And where's our code enforcement? Next one is, we have a millage coming up in August, and I'm assuming it's the school board that's handing those millage signs out to support it. And I'm starting to see a lot of them between the curb and the sidewalk. So what is the city doing about these signs supporting the millage that are between the curb and the sidewalk? If I see them just from driving around, how can code enforcement not see them, or Owosso police? As I was driving around the city today, I went to Wendy's, and when I left, I went on 52 to Bradley Street. And on Bradley Street, the city owns a piece of property there, and they split it in half with the house next door. So half that vacant corner is still the city's. And on that piece of property is indoor furniture that has been abandoned on that property. So again, I'm just the guy driving around the city, and the city's got furniture out on their property. So, you know, I'm seeing it, but apparently the city's not seeing it. As I came here tonight, I drove down Ball Street, and I looked over at Exchange Street where they just tore that building down. And actually, I did notice it when it first happened, but when they tore that building down, they took out two windows from the building next door. Is the city going to do anything about contacting that property owner to get those two windows boarded up, replaced? Because obviously things start to fly into that building, and it kind of looks abandoned anyway upstairs. So is the city going to do anything about contacting the property owner for that? And then what is the city's long-term plans or possibly short-term plans for the rest of the year? Because our roads are the worst I have ever seen in 63 years. What is the city's plan on fixing these roads or doing something? Because you guys are putting asphalt in these holes, but there's a lot of heavy trucks on our streets with all the projects going on, and that stuff just gets wiped right out. You've got huge holes throughout this town. A lot of them mostly are on the north end of town. But what is the city's plan about filling these holes in or doing something? Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Okay, seeing none at this point in time. Had a lot of, first of all, Chief, there's a gentleman I'd like you to meet with after the meeting. I know we're going to go to a closed session, so Amy can give you his name. He's still in the audience. I appreciate that. So a lot of things with Mr. Klein that brought up here. I know we have ordinances about signs. I understand that. I haven't seen what you've seen, but I'm sure they're there. I'm not going to question you at all regarding that. And I'm sure that our officers and so forth are looking for those signs and things like that. So I'm sure we miss them now and then, but it's been basically voiced, so we'll be looking.
Can I add something to that point right there?
Yes.
Last time during the last election cycle, I remember that anybody that lost their sign due to it getting picked up by code enforcement, they were able to pick it back up for, I think, a week at the DPW building. And so if you ever have a sign and you put it in the wrong spot and you show up and it's gone, somebody probably didn't steal it. The city claimed it because it was in the right of way, and you can find it at DPW for 1 week. I'm pretty sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Please call ahead. Don't just go
sure.
to the garage.
Good call. Yeah. Sorry, I just figured that was valuable.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Usually, I would direct like this young gentleman here to someone to talk to after the meeting. Mr. Klein, you brought up so many things. I thought we might address a few now. Okay, so that was the one on the signs. I didn't even know we had we owned the property, that Bradley Street property. Is that correct, City Manager?
If we do, we'll have it checked out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And if we don't, I mean, it's there's furniture there.
Okay.
Can I have 15 seconds, issue. Sir? You leased out one half to Elaine Greenway?
Yeah. Oh, you'll have to come second okay, comments okay. If you stick around.
I'll straighten it out.
Okay. I appreciate that. Okay, so we'll look into that, obviously. When it comes to the ball exchange, you're talking about the city club and the windows that are out and so forth. I'm not sure of if it's an ordinance to contact the owners when there's windows out in buildings. Can you?
We received an update from them actually this morning, acknowledging that the windows are out. They have a contractor coming this week to give them estimates on putting windows back in and addressing the exterior that still has parts of the building attached to it. We don't want it to become an aviary. They're aware of it. They're also addressing a roof issue. There's a whole myriad of things that they're taking care of there.
Thank you, City Manager. When it comes to the road conditions, could I get a real brief of the potholes and how we're addressing what we can with our Ryan Suhanek, Director of Public Services and Utilities?
Yes, of course, Your Mayor. So as discussed during our recent budget discussions, we do have, I would call it a short-term solution, not a permanent fix. We are planning to, with the upcoming budget, to expand upon the street patch. Usually we use that for like water main replacement and stuff like that, but we're going to put additional funds into it to be able to expand it. So if you look at certain sections of roads where maybe just the shoulder side is bad, I know Dewey's a prime example of that, Stewart Street's a prime example of that. Instead of having to do the entire road, you can do just that shoulder, which may be 2-3 foot instead of the entire width of it. And instead of doing the cold patch repair, which is what Mr. Klein referred to, is where we just take just tar and throw it in. This is an actual hot mix, so it's HMA. So our actual contractor would be doing those. We will be going out and actually marking our current known locations, as well as utilizing the complaints that we receive from the residents to actually be able to address them directly that way. So it's not a permanent solution, but it's a mid-range solution to buy us time instead of doing a complete road reconstruction, because with doing complete road restriction, you're not going to get very far, even with $1 million for that. So this allows us to stretch the budget, buy time for a more permanent solution to come fold. So, does that answer
it? Yep, that answers it. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, sir.
This now brings us to citizen comments. Council comments. Are there any council comments at this time? Seeing none, brings us to the consent agenda.
A motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. And I would just like to thank about the 12 or 13 people that have re-upped for the boards. We have, and I know we have Charles Suhanek here. Thank you for your service for the ZBA board, which we both are on and sit next to. I appreciate you volunteering again for another term. Is there anybody else here that has been reappointed that I'm not seeing? I got Barbara Baker Omerod. She's our representative to the Shiawassee Council on the Aging. We have one for that. She represents Owosso for that board. Probably going to say her name wrong. Miriam?
Skerich.
Thank you. Parks and Rec Commission for another term. And she is, and then Carol Smith. Miriam Skerich, she is our junior advisor, just to let you know. I think that position started just, city manager, maybe a year ago. Is this our second one?
That's right.
So we have a youth on that board, which gives us some good insight for Parks and Rec. So we really, really like that. And Miriam comes with a really good resume. Carol Smith, Parks and Rec. Dennis Mahoney, Parks and Rec. Josh Ardelaine, Downtown Development Authority. Jill Davis, Downtown Development Authority. Jeff Ferwetta, Downtown Historic District. Sue Osika, the Brownfield Redevelopment. Sue Osika, Planning Commission. Thomas Taylor, Planning Commission. Charles Suhanik, ZBA, Zoning Board of Appeals. And Justin Horvath, Zoning Board of Appeals. So I thank them all for committing to another term, giving their time and talent to the city. This now brings us to the items of business, downtown revolving loan and grant program revisions. And I would like to call our DDA and Main Street Director, Lizzie. Thank you, Lizzie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This time of year, we look at our annual revisions to our revolving loan and grant program. Owosso Main Street and Downtown Development Authority oversees this on behalf of the city. We administer this program. We do have our Economic Vitality Committee who looks at the program revisions, the applications, and just the overall process of and procedures for this program. We do have members here tonight from the Board of Directors, including the Mayor, and our Chairperson, Dalen Howard, our Vice Chair, Lance Omer, and Karen Parzik, who all four, are on our EV committee. They're on our board. Karen is also our 2025 Volunteer of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these four individuals can also answer any questions as well as myself, and maybe give you extra insight into why we're going into recommending some of these revisions. One of them is a three-year grant clawback provision. So if you're looking at the program guide, it's at the top of page 3. So these are for projects that have been completed, for grant projects that have been completed, if they've been significantly altered, removed, or not maintained. So imagine if you're, you know, not keeping up with your fire suppression system or some, or your elevator installation, something like that. Or if the property is sold right away, right after the grant has been funded. This is different than the clawback provision you saw last year. It's different percentages, a shorter time frame, but the board was looking at supporting developers, seeing their projects through, and maintaining their buildings. The principal loan reduction option on the bottom of page 3 of the program guide, this is not for all loans. This is if a project is eligible for a grant. These are reimbursement grants. Not every property owner has those funds to put up front. So we're giving the option of saying you could take a loan and get a reduction to your principal on that loan for that same grant amount instead. That way you have the funds to go through that project up front. And two new eligible project types. Technically, one, the facade improvements were already eligible for a loan. Now they would be also eligible for a grant. And then roof repair and replacement. So this feedback is really coming from the property and business owners who were looking for funding assistance with these specific repairs. The committee, the board have seen that those were some of the areas of opportunity for redevelopment in these older properties. So those are the changes that you would see from last year's program guide.
Questions? Thank you, Lizzie. Appreciate it. Comments? Questions? Not if he's looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the revolving loan and grant program revisions.
Support.
Motion support. It'd be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The downtown revolving loan and grant program revisions are approved, and I thank the DDA Main Street Director and the EV Board for putting all the time and effort into this. It took years, frankly. So thank you again for that. Okay, this brings us to items of business number two, fourth quarter city budget amendments. City Manager?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We present the fourth quarter budget amendments, and we are hoping for an approval this evening. I will make one note. There was an addition in the Housing Redevelopment Fund 254. This is to reflect new revenue to show the grant amount, an accurate grant amount for the homeowner-occupied rehabilitation administration of that grant. This would be in general services. So that is now balanced because we have revenue and expenditures for that grant program. As you know, throughout the years, we typically get more than one of these, and they come pretty rapidly. So last-minute correction there, and we submit as presented for your approval.
Is there any questions?
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the fourth quarter city budget amendments are approved. This brings us to our final item of business, closed session. Consider holding a closed session after the conclusion of council comments for the purpose of discussing records of information of measures designed to protect the security or safety of property, including but not limited to cybersecurity. I'd be looking for a motion for a closed session.
So moved.
Support.
I have a motion and a support. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The closed session is approved. This brings us to our final citizens' comments, in which you will be allowed up to 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council?
I'm Mr. Daniel Vargas again. I ran for Mr. Owasso 2012 to build the splash pad for the kids at Bentley Park. And it took me so much to do it with the pumps and everything for that water to get recycled. And I had to get permits through the DEQ and a few others. And now that it's tore apart, getting put back together, now it's going direct water. That water is not getting recycled. And with us having to pay an extra $100 on water bill, how's that work out for the city? Now it's just going right from the water mains and not getting reused for the splash pad for the kids. That's something I'm very curious about. And the thing is, the city council was supposed to pay for all my permits when I ran for Mr. Owasso in 2012. Since me and my campaign manager would not give my funds to you guys straight out, they wouldn't pay for my permits, but we still made it happen. It was supposed to be 16 sprinklers bigger than what it is now was. And with the water getting recycled and reused, but now we're getting charged an extra $100 for our households, our dwelling, for water. How's that work out over here with the city water not getting reused for the kids to enjoy their splash pad and to get wet and cool them off?
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, Reverend.
Pastor Gary, Church of Jubilee. I look on the agenda tonight, and Nathan is going to talk about the emergency shelter. I want to address that for a real quick issue. There are two things that we need to be aware of. Both are needed in our city. There is a warming center that St. John is sponsoring, and then we did have this past winter a shelter that I worked very closely with come in, and we worked from January this year, mid-January to the end of March. And in this, I'm very happy to say, and this is what I want to talk about real quickly, quickly, is that in this program, people would come into the program, and exiting the program during those 3 months, 20 people got housing. They had a roof over their head when they completed the program. That's an unbelievable amount of people. These are our citizens. Now, I'll be honest with you. Some people in a homeless situation will stay homeless because of their choice. There also are people there that chooses want to get help and don't know how to get help. Maybe a bad decision, maybe job situation, who knows? There's all multiple things. And so I know that a lot of people have labeled homelessness, well, drug addictions, mental illness, and all those do play a part in some, yes. But I thank God today and thank for the shelter that came in, and we're looking to expand the shelter, expanding program this coming winter. And if you have any questions, Nathan, I'm here to help discuss anything, anything you would need to ask. But I just want to bring this to your attention. It was a very successful program for 3 months. And if we could get a full-time, 24/7, 12-month shelter in this city, I think the citizens will be blessed, and the people then come back into the service, come back into citizenship with jobs and that, and it brings revenue back in the city. So it's not just helping them, it's helping the city, and I just want to bring this to your attention tonight that I am very well pleased. This has been a dream of mine, a vision of mine for 10 years of being part of this community. It happened this past winter. It's going to should be a little bit greater even, and looking forward to that. So we ask the City Council for your support and help in any way you can in supporting this effort for a shelter in the city. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor. Mr. Klein.
Other than the clerk, she's the only one that's still sitting behind the desk when I was on council from 05 to 09. So I'll tell you the story on that piece of property that came up. So there used to be a house there when the city of Owosso was in the rental business. And the city finance director at the time, let's also keep in mind, I still have my hard drive and I can prove anything I say. City's finance director was cooking the books for several years, and his kid lived there. His kid never paid a penny's worth of rent, not a penny, but dad cooked the books. He got caught when I was on council. And so the city decided to get out of the rental business. We evicted the tenant. We tore the house down to get out of the rental business. Now, also keep in mind that when the individual got caught cooking the books, he made an agreement to write the city of Owosso a check to pay for all the year's back rent if we would keep it out of the newspapers and not get the police involved. And he was also allowed to stick it out and retire. And I'll repeat that statement on a stack of Bibles because I got the hard drive to prove it. So we tore the house down. Back when Eileen Greenway was on city council, she lives next door to the house, and she wanted the south half of that piece of property. The city agreed to lease it to her for $1 for a lifetime. So the north half of that piece of property belongs to the city, and that's the truth on that piece of property.
Further comments? Okay, I'll bring it back to council comments. Seeing none, this would bring the meeting to a closed session, so everybody please be excused. And thanks for coming.
Hey, Gary.